Sportsnet.com.
Our flights were canceled yesterday, so we needed to get back, and we decided to rent a car. But we have been here for 9 hours.
It's brutal. Windy, cold, wet.
The worst part is that we have electricity off in our home.
There are buses that are pulled over on the side of the road because they can't get uphill. And New York City taxis have rear-wheel drive, and they can't get anywhere. Some of them are driving the wrong way down streets.
All right, so we know it's that same old sad song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, but not that much. It was that much in the Northeast. This is America Tonight, and that's where some of us stand buried underneath maybe 2 feet of snow. Thousands, I mean thousands, not exaggerated, thousands of people trying to get home after visiting mama or their aunts or their grandparents. They are probably bored beyond belief, just praying they get on the next flight out, and they're stuck. Monday ended up being a disaster for a lot of people because that blizzard that slammed in the Northeast, with, like I said, more than 2 feet of snow, different amounts depending on where you were, whether it was Central Park and it was 20-some inches, or Boston, you had 32 inches. Stuck is stuck. And unless you have some incredible entertainment with you, it would be easy to get bored. It really would, right? This is when the old school things like the iPod, right? And although you could run out of juice, and the good old iPhone and every other gadget you might have that doesn't take up a lot of space is, you know, in your, on you, on your person, so that when you get in this situation, at least you have a chance to be somewhat entertained for a while, because it would get old. It would get old waiting and waiting and then being probably shuttled off, because you have to think about this. How many people have tickets for Tuesday flights when I have all these people that are stuck and they're trying to get them out of airports? You have the three major airports in New York down, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. The worst was LaGuardia because they ended up with just one runway on Monday. It was that bad because they had all these terrible snow drifts. And the snow drifts, the wind, the gusts, all that stuff is what really killed it, I think, more than anything. And like I said, stranded is stranded. It doesn't matter if you were on a train or whether you were in a car somewhere or you're in an airport. You know, that's when you get to that point where patience is just gone. It's just out the window. And you're exhausted. I mean, have you ever hit that wall? How many listening to me? How many people listening to me have hit that wall? I guarantee all of you at some point, unless you're just incredibly lucky, have hit the wall. And I don't care if you were desperate and you had to stay up and study for 3 days straight because you had to get through school or whatever it is. You know what I mean? When your eyelids are like a giant pack of sand has been thrown into your eyes and you can't, that's it. I mean, you are done. You kind of are a little hazy because you've been up for so long. Well, I think that's what is happening at the airport. And I would not want to be on the other side of that. So if you're the flight attendants, if you're the people that are booking, rebooking all those people, whoo, boy, that would get tough too, wouldn't it? So here's some of the crazy snow totals, because that's what the fun part of this whole thing, right? In Philly, 29 inches. In parts of northern New Jersey, 2 feet. And in Boston, they were talking about 30-some feet. Trains just stopped dead in their tracks. Taxi drivers just left their cabs in the middle of the streets because they couldn't drive. They couldn't see. So what are they going to do? You know, just go down the street like it's a matchbox car and hope they don't hit anything in their way? Of course not. So that's what they have to do. The subway system broke down in a couple of different places, which normally the subway is underground, is pretty reliable, but there is some that is above ground, and unfortunately people were stuck. And then you think of air travel, you could be going someplace in the West, or you could be on the other side of the United States traveling somewhere, but you're waiting for a flight because you're sitting in an airport waiting for a plane to come, but the plane was coming from the Northeast. You know how that is. So people were affected not just on the Eastern Seaboard. There were people that were affected all over the place because of the airline system. They say the New York City storm was the worst since 1869, and that's when they started keeping the record, so who knows. Central Park was awful, as I mentioned, and snow plow crews were just, you know, picking and choosing how much you want to bet. Is it that whole idea about slipping some bucks to the maitre d'? You think anybody slipped some bucks to these snow plow guys? Now, that would be the good place, the good position to be in. With the way work is for some people, if you had a snowplow, you were like a god for the next couple of days in some of these cities. Because I can imagine you could just charge what you wanted to charge. If somebody really wants to get out and their car's buried or they need the street done, I bet you they would pay for it. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg was all defensive about the cleanup, saying that, look, we got all this snow falling, 3 inches per hour, and we got people trying to plow the streets. What do you want them to do? You got abandoned cars? How can the plow get through if you have an abandoned car? What are you going to do? And the good news, I guess, if you're a kid, you got to be loving this because you're home from school. Most schools, in fact, I think all schools have that week in between the Christmas to New Year's week. So they're home. They're sledding. They're building ginormous snowmen in the backyard. And ginormous is a word, by the way. You can look it up. So if you're a kid, you love this. Although, I think I would rather, if you're a kid, if you were like how I was, and probably a lot, I know you guys out there, you probably were like this. You know, when you listen for the, because I grew up in such an urban area in New Jersey, just outside of Philly, they'd have millions of numbers. You had a school number, a snow number, and you would listen to the radio station. It was KYW. You'd listen to the radio station to hear your number called. Because if the number, they'd, you know, read them off, 103, 219, 367. They just read a whole bunch of numbers. If your number was called and the school was closed, oh, that was the best. That was like an extra gift. So I'd be the kid that'd be thinking, oh, I wish this happened next week. But still, the kids, for them, they didn't have to deal with the whole school thing, and the school didn't have to deal with that. So the timing there was okay, but the travel time couldn't be worse because so many people would be leaving the Bostons, the Phillies, any of those places along that Eastern Seaboard to go to wherever they were going home to. So they were stranded. And if you were a working person who was on a business trip and you were going to get to the airport on Monday, not as big of a deal because if you can't get out, you can't get out. But if you're done with a vacation and you're dumped off, you're stuck and you're just looking for something to do to kill that time. That's rough. All right, everybody's favorite grandpa, always with the opinions. He's up next on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8255. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you find those 911 calls interesting. Of course, they're important sometimes for police when they're doing their investigations. So far be it from us here at America Tonight to not occasionally air some of those 911 calls. We have one that we're going to get to coming up a little bit later from the home of the former Anheuser-Busch chief exec, Augie Bush, to talk about a woman who just wasn't waking up and was later found dead at the house. Sounds like a mystery. So we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, we were talking about people being stuck in the snow. There was actually some other things that happened, believe it or not, besides the thousands who were stranded in airports that were bleary-eyed and demanding to get on the next flight. But, of course, no flights were leaving. There were some other things that happened in the world. I know. Hard to believe. But it was big. There's no question. And it did affect lots of different people as far as travel is concerned. But, yes, there were a few other things like, oh, yeah, returning your stuff after Christmas. How many people returned anything after Christmas? Anybody out there? I have my special glasses where I can see when the hands go up. Yeah, I think a few people returned a few things. I noticed when I was driving around today that some of the stores seemed a little bit jammed. At least the parking lots did. Or they were running out to get a whole bunch of loot. Because, you know, the best time, if you're a smart planner, is seriously, the best time to, like, get Christmas cards, the best time to get Christmas stuff is the day after Christmas. Why? Because if I have a store, I don't want this Christmas crap. I'm going to have to sell it. I don't want my Hanukkah stuff. I got to sell it. Whatever it is I have in the store, sure, I'll take 50% versus Zippo, Nada, whatever. And that's what happens. There's the big sales, probably even more than heading into Christmas, because sales can be tricky. It is a subliminal thing sometimes, or sometimes they hit you right over the head with it. But there was nothing, I think, subliminal about some of the signs that I saw that said 75% off and 70% off, 75% off, 50% off. Wow. So how much were they charging in the first place? I mean, there's your big question. That's the big question. So you might have been one of those people that was doing the mall thing. All right, we're going to get to Roger Madden here in a second. But before we do that, I think we patiently have... Oh, we had somebody waiting in the wings, but of course we were busy. I was busy warming up the hot chocolate, so sorry I wasn't able to get to him. So if you call back in, David, we'll try to get you on the show. And this isn't a monologue, by the way, so let me throw out the numbers. My fault. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you are home... alone. If you're home, stuck in the snowstorm, have a great story to share, do it. Share it with us. Or if you want to throw in your two cents about whether you would want to read the tales of Julian Assange, would you pick up a book and pay full price for the founder of WikiLeaks' story? Would you want to read that book? Would that be fascinating to you? It's like a biopic movie or a biography, which, yeah, that could be, that's a biography. Would you be interested in finding out anything about this guy? Somebody thinks it's interesting because a big-time publisher in New York is paying him $1.5 million for his story. And I guess he didn't really want to do the book, but he says he has no choice. He's got to do an autobiography because he's got to keep his organization from folding. Because WikiLeaks is teetering with all the legal wranglings. And will he be extradited to Sweden and face the accusers who say that he assaulted them, two different women? So he's got to pay for all that, those legal fees. That's why he, that's part of the reason why he's doing a book. But the bigger question is, would you want to read it? It's like George Bush, the former president, George W. Bush has his book out, right? And they're in a couple different printings. He sold a lot of copies of that book for as many people who trash Bush. Oh, hate him. He's an idiot. He's a puppet. He's a whatever. He screwed us up on the tail end of his administration. Whatever your take is. Enough people were interested that they went to buy the book. Same thing with Clinton. Clinton, terrible, brutal, Monica Lewinsky. I mean, how many times do we hear about that stupid blue dress? We get it. We get it. Yeah. He does an autobiography, and it sells like gangbusters. So the question is, would you want... Here's a bigger question. Forget the whole presidents. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, does that story sell more than Sarah Palin? What do you think? Pound for pound, Assange versus Palin... in the book wars. Who do you think wins that war? I'm not so certain. Because, you know, a lot of it depends on how much you pub that book. So he better be out there swinging the hash. If he wants the book to sell, he's got to... And probably that's part of the deal, that he has to do some interviews. That he has... And he's done some, but he has to really be out there. Because they'll want that book to fly off the shelf if they're paying him $1.5 million. Because a lot of the advance money has gone away. All right, enough about that. Let's quickly here move or motor through anyway. Another call. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David, thanks for double dipping back on us. What's up?
Well, you told me to call back, so I did.
Good job.
Where do you want me to start?
You just dive right in.
All right. Poor baby with you and Jack on the Cowgirls. They lost by 1 point. That was a good game. I'm a little upset, though, that my Chargers lost. I really am. But, you know, what?
You know, this is the tail end of the season, and this is where you got to man up, or either you end in a whimper. You either end in a bang the season, whether you're in or out of the playoffs, or you just whimper out.
Right. And what's this? I heard the nice from one of the Cowgirl fans that they're probably not going to keep the head coach because he hasn't won any games. He won one game.
Who are you talking about? You're talking about Jason Garrett?
Yeah, the new coach. They're not going to keep him because it's
no way. Listen, I got
that's
the inside.
That's from a Cowboy fan. That's from a Cowgirl fan.
Well, okay. Here's the inside track on that. They want to keep Garrett, but remember, you've got to, because of the Rooney Rule, you have to interview too after the season anyway. The problem is, if you think about the games that Garrett has lost, he's won a couple games. But the problem is, the interim head coach, they've lost two games by the score of 30-27, and they had this debacle against Arizona. I think Garrett's there to stay. And from what I hear from a couple of really good reporters, I truly believe they're leaning in the way of Garrett. So I think he's the guy.
Well, if they do keep him, I will give you this much. He isn't as good as Landry, but he will get real close to it if he continues doing what he was doing. Because, I mean, I gotta agree that the offense is waking up finally, and the defense, well, they still need some work.
Yeah, the defense, you know what, the defense definitely needs some work, absolutely. The offense for the Cowboys has woken up, and you're right about that, and here's the deal with Garrett. Garrett's not taking any crap. People aren't having their cell phones go off. The doors are locked. If they're supposed to be at a team meeting, then tough crap. They're locked out of a Cowboys facility in Las Colinas if they don't show up on time. So he's not...
Actually, it's Valley Ranch, not Las Colinas.
Yeah, Valley Ranch, sorry. I only covered them for 10 years, but Valley Ranch. So they, you know, that's what he said. He's not taking any crap from them. That's the deal. Where Wade let them do what they wanted to do, let the players do whatever they wanted to do. Look, when I traveled with the Cowboys, they had drinks on the plane. Then the drinks were cut off. They had no more beers or no more wine or no more whatever they wanted. The cocktail hour was done. And that happened because they weren't playing so well. So now with Jason Garrett, he's not, this is it. This is his chance. He knows that because he was at one point, thanks David for the call. He at one point was hot property and he could have had that Baltimore job. He right now could be the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, but he decided to stick it out and he got big money to be the highest paid assistant for the Cowboys because he wants to be the head coach. He's got that gig locked up.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Sometimes we veer in different directions, as advertised at the top of the show. Without further ado, though, let's go to Roger Madden. Here's his take, his interesting spin on something I think you're going to find pretty fascinating.
I know this is difficult to comprehend, but most of the 300 Greeks who fought at Thermopylae were homosexuals. The problem with that is that for those that were not, they probably didn't have battle buddies. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. First, so we can clear the air, I support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But if you think that this highly politicized issue has to do with homophobia, you are dead wrong. Rather, being dead is what this whole issue is about. The Department of Defense will now have to make some very hard choices. Ever since the United States adopted a volunteer armed forces, most Americans have little contact with those who serve in the military. Many Americans, patriotic notwithstanding, haven't the slightest idea of the difference between the rank of lieutenant and sergeant, for example. Moreover, and more importantly, they don't realize that 90% of those who serve are not assigned to combat units. That's where the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell really has a serious deleterious effect. First, serving in a combat unit is voluntary. Second, Army and Marine combat units are made up of men. There are certain exceptions with respect to women, but their duties are highly defined and rare. If there is one description of a combat unit, it is unity of purpose. In the heat of battle, members of a combat unit are trained to think not of themselves or others, but to keep focused on the mission. In civilian life, the rule is everybody gets out alive. In military life, that's not an option. And who serves in these combat units. Generally, they are young men, impressionable, with little experience about life's unfairness. They have little tolerance for the subtle vagaries of existence. They fully and completely understand that their battle buddy, soldier or marine, hunkering down next to them may be the only thing between their death or their survival. And here's the awful truth. This battle buddy better not have an emotional attachment to some other soldier in that unit. If so, he will be rejected as a battle buddy. Being in a combat unit gets down to the very core of existence, and it's not pretty. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I do.
All right, makes sense if you think about it from last week. All the pros and the cons of arguing about the don't ask, don't tell, the repeal of it. And he's right. When you get down to the core of it, for the people that served, how different it is when you're in that situation. You know, the old saying about never leave a man behind. The Marines always say that. And the bottom line is, in combat, that's what it's all about. I mean, you got to operate as a unit. And certainly, I never served, but a lot of people around me have, and we've had these discussions many a night here on America Tonight. Sometimes there's fireworks, and sometimes cooler heads prevail. But there is a difference between the military life and the civilian life, no question about it. That's why the Pentagon is very careful about how they are implementing this now. It does. People assume that this was going to happen overnight. Oh, okay, well, I don't know much about the military, so don't ask, don't tell is repealed. Boom. Now all of a sudden it's going to be an onslaught of gay people that are signing up for the military. Well, that's not how, first of all, that's not how it works. And second of all, that's not flipped. It's not enough time to implement any kind of a change. You know, that's about the rules and the regs, baby. And by the time they inject this new policy in, it'll be a couple of months. It'll probably be March, maybe a little bit sooner, but I'm thinking probably March by the time that really fully takes effect. And there's going to be challenges, certainly, that this isn't just going to stand up and there's not going to be anybody like John McCain who wants to repeal or any kind of perhaps court challenges. I think it's certainly not seen the last of the back and forth testimony and people throwing in their two cents on it, by the way. The storm has passed. I have it on good authority because I have friends that are flying and friends that were stranded. In fact, it's an interesting one I got a short while ago. I have a friend whose husband left DFW and was headed to Boston. And what she said is, so Andy's plane was one of, if not the last plane to land in Boston last night. They had to circle around for 45 minutes while they were clearing the path of snow off the runway for the plane. He said it was a smooth landing, though. He stayed in Boston, got in just in time. Okay, here's the thing. His plane left early in the morning. By the time he got in with the circling around and everything else, and the delays, which he's lucky he did get out. I want to say it was like a 10-12 hour travel day, which is still better than some people who were flat out stranded and had to sleep in the airport. And I can say, boy, I have had many a thing happen with the kind of flying that I've done over the years, but I have never had to sleep in an airport. I had a situation one time where a plane went from, and it was a weather situation too, went from Philadelphia to Dallas, then to Honolulu, then it was supposed to be another flight to Maui, and got stuck in Honolulu. And there was no sleeping on the airport. They shuttled you off to a hotel, but then of course you got up in the morning and then got on the flight that they had you on. So you did waste a night, if you want to think of it that way, in some hotel in Honolulu, but it wasn't that rough, trust me, with vouchers and everything else compared to these people with their heads on the vending machine or on the concrete or taking their coats and wrapping themselves in it because the airport is cold. Matt, have you ever been stuck in an airport? You've traveled a little bit. Have you been, and you're in the Midwest, you're deep in the heart of all that snow. Have you been trapped anywhere?
I am lucky enough to have never been trapped in an airport before. I've had to spend some time. I've been delayed, but I've never been trapped.
That's good. Trapped is not good. Trapped, the word trapped is not good. So if someone tells you they're trapped, in fact, where I've had delays and stuff, I'm sure Matt and the time that we've done on the GCN network and the time that I've done the show on the network, I bet if I went through my trusty iPhone, I could probably find some times where I wrote to Matt and said, oh, I'm stuck in Philadelphia, I'm whatever. Philly can be bad for that because of U.S. Air sometimes gunking up the luggage, planes, malfunctions. But if a plane comes in, unless they're making it up, which sometimes I wonder, when they say, oh, there's a mechanical problem, I don't know. I'm not, like, anxious to beat everyone up to say I demand to get on this mechanically flawed plane. Please, we have to get out. I don't care if there's a mechanical problem or not. It is an easy thing to say. Somebody told me one time, and I don't know how many of you buy this or not, you think of all these flights. Now, that, definitely you understand. If you see this kind of blizzard, you know you're screwed. You know that you're stuck and they can tell you whatever. You know that it's probably true that, listen, 4,200 flights were canceled. But sometimes I wondered, especially if there was a sparse amount of people at a gate, if they were making something up or exaggerating something about a flaw, a problem, or whatever, because they didn't want the flight to leave, because there wasn't enough people on the flight, or something else was going on. I'm going to say probably there are times where things are exaggerated. I'm going to say if you're the flight attendant, there's probably a chance when you're checking people in and they're telling you something, you're waiting for a plane to be cleaned or whatever, they might be doing that. They might be exaggerating just a tad. All right, we haven't even touched on the game of the week. The game of the week, the Saints and the Falcons, was the Sunday night game, right? So the Saints beat the Falcons 17-14. Boy, nothing like I thought was going to happen. I had the Falcons winning this at a much higher score. 35-27 is what I had. Nobody nailed the score, but there was one guy from the land down under, Jack, who came pretty close. He said Saints would win at 17-10. How about that? The defending Super Bowl champs, they came in and they did what they had to do. I can't say I was surprised. I mean, it was still a close game, but I thought we would see more offense in this game, and it didn't turn out to be that way. It's a very strange week. I feel like I'm always saying the same thing, but it was a very strange week in the NFL. Arizona beats the Cowboys 27-26, and that game was odd the way it ended, and Beeler, the kicker, screwed up and missed an extra point, and that was part of the problem there. Then you had a game. What was the other game? Of course, New England world beaters, and they should have beat Buffalo 34-3. You also had Detroit beating Miami. What's going on with Miami? And we have Steve Budin on, and he said it's the mystery team. And at home, he says he's a gambler. Said I would never take them at home. So Detroit beats Miami 34-27. Then you have the Jets getting beaten by Chicago 38-34. And in that game, actually, okay, so that, you know, that game finishes. The Jets, in their own way, back into the playoffs. So they're in the playoffs, but what an ugly end of the season it's been for them. So how far do you see them going in the playoffs, right? Then you have the crazy thing with Minnesota and Philadelphia. That game gets pushed till Tuesday. Odd week. And then the one-point deal where you had that with the Cowboys. You also had Denver beating Houston by just a point, 24-23. I mean, come on. Hang with us. We're wrapping it all up coming up on the flip side.
Yeah. What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Calls and how we get sucked into them. You know, there used to be, I can't even think of the show now, but they used to play a lot of these 911 calls on the tube. And this was a strange story that broke over the weekend. There was a 27-year-old woman who was found at the home of Augie Bush, Augie Bush the Fourth. Regardless, you know, he's from the famous Anheuser-Busch family. And this was a week afterwards they released this call. Now, let's let you hear what the call said. Here's the call.
Okay, what's the problem?
This girl's just not waking up. We can't get her to...
Is she breathing?
Yeah, we don't know. It's dark back there. I'm going to get a light and try and see.
Okay, all right. I'll get him going right away.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Sorry.
All right, so... pretty straightforward. You can tell he was just, boom, pretty straightforward. So this 27-year-old Adrian Nicole Martin is found dead at his house. And he heard what he said there. And what happened was they're saying, they released a statement saying, Bush's lawyer, saying that she was just a friend and that there's nothing that says that anything suspicious, circumstances or anything happened here. It's just a tragic death of a very nice young woman. So she, this woman was beautiful. This is a model and an aspiring art therapist, I guess. And she was into photography and, you know, whatever. And Bush is, it's somewhere in his late 40s, I want to say. So he's the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, the whole shooting match as of 4 or 5 years ago. And he, I want to say, I don't know if he's single or, I think he's single. I think he's single, but anyway, I'm sure the panic set in. I mean, it could just be a strange deal, something that happened. But you can imagine the lawyer scrambling to make sure that there's not some shroud of secrecy here. That's what you hear in that 911 call. Boy, that's just pretty matter of fact. I don't know. Matt, what do you think? Do you think there's something more to this story where there's smoke, there's fire, or no? It's just a freaky deal, and so there's no trauma, there's no signs of any other weird thing, and she just died. It was just a unfortunate for him and her.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird. I did some reading up on this guy, and he seems to have a little bit of a dark history. There was two other women. He was in a car crash where another woman died, and he was apparently drunk but got off because they couldn't prove that he had actually been driving the car. It was something where he left the scene. And there was another story. I don't exactly remember what it was, but there was nothing, another one with another woman. And it seems like he's got a little bit of a shady history, so I wouldn't be so quick to say that it's nothing.
Well, that's what I mean, so I wonder. That's why the lawyer would naturally get involved. When you're talking about people with, you know, when you're talking about people with money and something at stake, they're going to have an attorney that is at arm's length, and they're going to go to the attorney. But as Matt said, there's something more to this guy's background especially, but was really strange in that, I thought it was strange. You know, if it's me, I don't care if somebody's going to think it's mysterious and, hey, there's nothing really more to this or whatever. You know, why is she there, whatever. If he's a grown single man, if he's dating her or fooling around with her or whatever, that's fine, I mean, whatever the story is. But the problem is, how do you explain that? 27, healthy. What happened? I mean, certainly you can die in your 20s, but it's always so shocking if it's not some car accident or freak thing or drug overdose or whatever. So it does make you wonder. And my point of this is, isn't it interesting how quickly, boom, they just handle it? And you know that there was some call there. There was a movie one time that I think really nails this. They call them cleaners or bagmen or whatever, but a lot of times you'll have someone on the payroll who is there just in case those kind of things happen. Something just, it doesn't have to be death, but just something that seems untidy that they don't want out there. They immediately have that person on speed dial. So I guess that 911 call, the way it came in, wasn't surprising. But if, you have to think if it's some freaky weird thing, unless he's just that calm, wouldn't you be a little upset in the call? Wouldn't you be just freaked beyond belief?
There was an eerie bit of nonchalant to it.
Yes. I mean, like, wouldn't you be, I don't care if you're a guy, I'm not saying you have to bawl your head off, but I would be freaked if it was me and I was calling and somebody was in my house and that happened. I don't care how well I know them. I've got somebody that has died in my house, and I'm calling because I haven't been able to resuscitate them. I can't wake them up. I don't know what's happened. I'm panicked, and you're going to hear that panic in my voice. You're going to hear that I'm not comfortable with this, with, well, I'm not comfortable and I'm upset and I can't believe it. And geez, get over here. Oh my gosh. I mean, how did this happen? What happened? And that's what you're going to hear. So we'll keep a close eye on that story and see if there's more to it or not. The lawyer sure was anxious not to say very much over it. Boom, let's just get out of this. That's it. We're done with this. We're done with this story. And that's why those 911 calls sometimes really come into play, too. In court, you know, in some cases, those calls, and in fact, in a lot of cases, in any kind of murder cases, a lot of times those 911 calls will be played because of what they can detect. And they'll break down the voice patterns and stuff to try to figure out what's really going on there. And I don't know that call will come back to haunt him other than just us saying that, geez, you just gotta kind of wonder about how icy he sounds and that there doesn't seem to be anything that sticks, I guess. There's nothing that really, really sticks there with, you know, Augie Bush. And I know in the local paper, certainly they're talking about it. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Just the person to talk to. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. How was yours?
Quiet, but very nice.
That's it. Quiet's good.
I had to weigh in on this 9/11 call.
Yes.
Number one, two things I noted. When the dispatcher asked if he was breathing, he said,
yeah.
I don't know. It's dark in here. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't care how dark it is. You can feel the rise and fall
pulse of
somebody's chest.
Yeah.
Generally, or you take a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
But two, why was it so dark? Why didn't he turn on a light? And I'm thinking, Zarka, you're so calculated. And you can't tell that she's breathing. So immediately, that would give me a big clue. But the fact that the lights were off and he didn't bother to turn them on, I'm like, uh-uh. I'm sorry. Smells really bad.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it just seems so calculated. And there
he's
is
just too calm.
To
I mean, it's like, well, I have this woman not breathing and, you know, come on out. I mean, it's like, duh.
Right. Even if you're a really collected person, you'd have to think there'd be some hysteria or some
lack
hint of anxiousness. Yeah.
He has a lack of emotion in his voice. And, yeah, a lot of people have attorneys on speed dial. Is that the first thing you think of if you're innocent?
No. The first thing I think of is, oh, my God, please let this person be living. I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want them to die. I want to get, and this is a 27-year-old beautiful young girl. And this is a young person. I want somebody to come here and help me. Izzy, thanks for the call. Whoa. If you have any thoughts on this or any of the other things we talked about, shoot them to me at americatonight.net.